This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That's right. You hear that sound, or you know the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll is up on X on the Fan 965. Go ahead and follow it if you don't already, and you can vote. We ask you this question. Who would you rather see come back for one more year? Salvador Perez with the Royals, Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Currently, Travis Kelce is losing. Salvador Perez has 53% of the votes. Travis Kelce, 47.
I like your idea of if we took this in like week four of the NFL season and Travis already had like 300 yards and four touchdowns, where the voting would be. Because you're at the end of the baseball season, right? Going into the postseason. You've got football a full month in. I would like to revisit this poll when we have football season to see, like, and I'm serious, like week four of the NFL season, just as baseball's entering that final weekend, you know, like that final Wednesday of September, revisit this poll and say, hey, we asked you guys this about a month and a half ago. And Salvi won, right? He's winning right now. And I just don't know if it's prisoner of the moment type stuff or everybody's just resigned to the fact that this is Travis's last year. But it's not a, are you resigned to the fact? It's like, who do you want for one more year? Is it Salvi or is it Travis? And I'm taking Salvi because he's got the team option and Travis doesn't, because I can't pick. It's like, who's your favorite child? I mean, I'm not answering that question because I don't have an answer for that question.
Who would your answer be, Dusty?
I think I would go with Salvador Perez.
Okay, same here.
Because I think this is... from what we've done and what we've seen and what we know from Travis Kelce, this could be it. And I think this is the best chance of him going out. We heard Patrick Mahomes and Kay Adams say this is maybe the best team that they've ever had. Go win it all, go to a four straight Super Bowl, win your fourth, retire in a blaze of glory, marry the girl, run away into the sunset, live forever in Cleveland.
I mean, that's everybody's fantasy land right there, except for the Cleveland part. Like, who's willingly choosing to live in Cleveland?
LeBron James. He didn't even live there.
He didn't even live there.
But three responses. Got to be the guy more likely to take home silverware, surely.
Silverware?
Yeah. From another response.
From the 1587 steakhouse? Like, yeah. Silverware.
From another response, it would sting more if the Royals go on a run without Salvi. He deserves to be part of this team's success for as long as he wants to, in my opinion.
That's a good take.
And then the last one says it's Kelce because he's more likely to be the reason another title comes to Kansas City. So a house divided, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, how you doing?
That's what we're saying to Peyton Manning, because obviously Peyton had a conversation the other day about, you know, winning Super Bowls and all this sort of stuff. And I think the thing when you talk about Sean Payton and what he's done with the Denver Broncos, and I thought Colin Cowherd made a great point. I know I watch it almost every day that I get home because it's on at the same time that I'm at home. And he talked about maybe the underrated stuff that Sean Payton's done. That team was basically bankrupt. Then Walmart bought him. They gave Russell Wilson all that money. That was a disaster. They brought in Sean Payton. He showed no shyness towards Russell Wilson, I believe, in the first game that he had in a preseason game last year. He was playing Arizona, and Russell Wilson was in with 2 minutes left in the first half. So that was more of like a, hey, dude, you're not my guy, but go prove to everybody else you can be that guy. The Giants took a flyer on him, and we'll see how he does there.
With Pittsburgh last year.
That's right. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
And
so did Pittsburgh.
This was Sean Payton talking about Super Bowls with Kay Adams as she was in Denver.
That first team meeting was, hey, I don't want to be uncomfortable or phased at all by discussing what it's like to play in the Super Bowl, what it's like to win a division. And make no mistake, and with all due respect, what Kansas City's been able to accomplish has been remarkable. So there's a tremendous amount of respect there for their run. And so I've always in this league thought of the three goals is win your division, best seeding possible, win a Super Bowl.
Those are your three phases.
And I just think that, yeah, on a near, like, and then I would say for us, like, more specifically, is starting fast this year. You know, we didn't back 2 years ago. A year ago, we started 0-2 and then bounced back. But us starting fast at home and not putting ourselves in a hole where maybe week 16 could be played for something differently than it should be because of your start.
It's interesting comments because I know people probably roll their eyes when he talks about Super Bowl. You're the head coach of an organization. You better be talking about Super Bowl, even if your team is ready or it isn't ready. That has to be the goal. I mean, Dick Vermeil's whole philosophy was the main thing is the main thing. And that was always the Super Bowl trophy. And that's what you're always going for. If you're in Major League Baseball, it's winning the World Series, the Stanley Cup. You get how it works. And so I like the fact that he is talking about Super Bowl for the Broncos. But let's think about this really out loud, guys. Denver, when you start thinking about the best teams in the AFC, they could potentially be a top five team. I'm not putting Cincinnati up there anymore just because Dan Orlovsky says Joe Burrow has nice eyes. I'm not putting – they need to earn it. They need to earn their respect back as one of the best teams in the NFL or in the AFC. And when you start looking at the balance of power in the AFC and who the top teams are, Kansas City, Buffalo are 1-2, and there's no argument there, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start to think about Baltimore being as one of the top, you know, teams in the AFC. Who's then after that? Denver may be a top five team in the AFC. They're in the playoffs last year. Super Bowl winning head coach who's in love with his quarterback. Like, that's a Taylor Travis type relationship going on out there in Denver, folks.
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, it is. That is a Taylor Travis type relationship going out there with Bo Nix and Sean Payton. And they got a badass defense. Denver should be considered, I believe, one of the top five teams right now in the AFC. Maybe even a top four team right now in the AFC. Because I'm not sure who I put at number four in the AFC.
Well, it's not, you know, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins.
No.
So there gets rid of that. You know, AFC South, you go there. It's not Titans, Jags, Colts. So
and it's
great.
Probably not even Houston at this point in time.
That would be. I would maybe put them at five or six.
Yeah, but
they're not. Ahead of Denver right now.
I don't know.
And then Cincinnati, you mentioned, I'm definitely not putting Pittsburgh, and I'm not putting Cleveland, obviously. So, yeah, it's Cincinnati and Houston are even the two ones that get a conversation
right.
to be ahead of Denver. And I think you're right, Bob. They got the defense. They've got the coach. And 4-1 season, from what we saw last year, their quarterback is more than competent.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is their schedule is quite easy for the first seven games.
Okay.
They've got two big ones. And outside of that, they should be 5-2.
Who do they have?
So they start off at home against the Titans.
Nice.
Gotta win that game.
They go on the road the next week to the Colts.
Gotta win that
Damn,
game.
They, okay.
God. And who do we have? The Chargers and Eagles yeah. out of the game.
In Brazil yeah. and then an Arrowhead.
Right. Nice. You want to tell me this isn't a made-for-TV Gosh. League? Denver, you can go take care of, you know, the nobodies in the first 2 weeks of the season. Chiefs, we're going to give you everybody in the first 2 weeks of the season.
They get their first division game at the Chargers in week three, which they will still be beat up because Najee Harris is probably not going to be ready by then. They said he might be ready by week one, but we don't
know. He practiced yesterday,
I guess. He just now starting to practice. We know their left tackle's out for the season.
They have more injuries right now. I mean, sorry, not sorry, but
it's rough.
You know.
Then they play the big one on Monday night It is them at home versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Woo.
So there will be your decision.
That's a balance of power game.
There's your decision of who's the fifth best team in the AFC.
Who are you rooting for in that game?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I want to win the division. You have to root for Cincinnati.
I don't play Cincinnati this year.
Right.
Let the division lose
for sure.
So you can get that, you know, one seed as close
and
as
possible.
And I
think Cincinnati the biggest frauds on planet Earth. But you got to root for Cincinnati.
So Denver gets home against Titans, at Indianapolis, at Chargers, home against Cincinnati. And then they go to Philadelphia.
Ooh. Okay, so that's a tougher 3-week stretch.
And then you ready for this? At Jets, home against the Giants, home against Cowboys.
Damn.
Those are their first 10 games. Or, I'm sorry, that's their first 8 games of the season. 6-2 with a real threat, and then you don't play the Denver Broncos until November 16th at home.
I'd rather have that as the back end of my schedule than the front end of my schedule. Now, obviously,
that's basically the Chiefs and Broncos are flipping.
Yeah. You can obviously make hay early on, but I'd rather get the tough opponents out of the way. You know, it's not who you play at times, it's when you play them. And playing tougher opponents earlier in the season to me is a better thing because they haven't figured themselves out yet. You know, they're still riding the high of last year. Like, getting the Eagles week 2 is really good. Having the Eagles in week 10, I mean, like, they've probably got things figured out. They know what they're doing. They're still riding high. They're going to be emotional coming in here to Arrowhead Stadium and all that kind of stuff. So you're getting them at a really good time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I might think.
Stop talking. Shut up. Because you don't know football. You don't know football. You don't know this team. You don't know Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
What was that?
I love somebody's giving him a microphone over the last couple of days. He's hot, baby.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.